The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker.
Okay.
I think the girls and I are going to bond pretty hard here. And I want,
what are you doing?
I want you to be a part of it.
Oh, I'm ready to hold hands and jump in circles.
Be a part of this with us, will ya?
It depends on what it is. If you're going to do some high school musical crap.
No.
Then what?
We're going to talk about our emotions.
Oh.
Our feelings.
Wow.
Okay? Something happened to me, and I'm willing to admit this. It's kind of hard, but I will admit it.
Do you think I'm the least in touch with my feelings person in this room?
Because
Aaron's got the demonic
really
market cornered.
Else. Yeah.
Aaron is... You just started therapy, so don't give me the face.
No, what do you mean?
Like, I think you're least in touch with your feelings.
No.
In this room.
I think she's very in touch with them, but she doesn't know what to do with them.
She just denies them.
I'm too in touch with them, truly.
You haven't spent too much time with me.
That's true.
No, I think Erica is for sure, you overthink every single possible scenario, always to the negative side. You do. You're worst case scenario girl.
I am a worst case scenario girl, but I'm also extremely self aware. I basically have therapy every week now. So,
me too.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean to turn this into a competition.
No,
but
okay.
You said join us. We're going to talk about our feelings, and I was like, I am the feelings guy.
You can join us. Yeah, I agree.
But if it's something stupid,
here's where, and I'll end it. My part here. I think the three of us over here share it more than you, Slacker. I think you do feel a lot, but you have a guard up and you don't share it.
That's probably true.
Here.
Did you just snap?
I snapped.
Okay.
She's mad you called her worst case scenario.
Yeah, no,
girl.
I'm just, but Aaron is
what a bad
kind of
superhero name.
At any given point, who's going to jump off the building first?
Aaron.
Oh, I have threatened that today, yes.
Already today you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I got in my car. And I was driving by myself, completely alone. And I had on Front Range Country, which is our sister station. If you haven't checked them out, not during the hours of 3 to 7, but I highly recommend it. 103.1.
Maybe around 8 a.m.
Sure. Yeah, they're great.
Well, I mean, no, it's like the songs, it's like those country songs you grew up on.
Uh-huh, exactly.
I mean, it's hard to not just start, you remember a kiss to this song or a dance to this song.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right? Am I crazy?
Is there some Faith Hill on there?
So, well, I'm not a country guy, but I grew up in the Midwest. I've went to country shows. I mean, I've got enough in me that it hits
I
a
keep
certain...
hearing that song. I don't even know who it is. It was like a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
McGraw.
It's like when I hear that song, you're transported to a thing.
Exactly, yeah. Which is great. We're going to talk about Tim McGraw.
Oh.
Tim McGraw, I get in. I'm listening to Front Range Country. Tim McGraw.
Are you getting paid to plug these guys? What are you doing?
They're our company.
I know this is crazy that you're talking about.
Kind of.
Okay.
Don't take the girl.
Tim
McGraw.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
It's just starting. Johnny's
Why
dad's taking him fishing.
Why are you guys having a reaction?
Do you not know that song?
I don't. I know nothing about country.
Oh, man.
This isn't even country. I'm sorry, Tiak. I've interrupted you 40 times.
Yes.
There are songs that are written so panderingly, like House on Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins, or Pooh.
Oh.
Like Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Butterfly Kisses. And it's like, it's about daddy and his little daughter. And that Tim McGraw song is the most pandering. It's like, please. Don't take the girl.
Yeah.
There's three verses. It's a great song. It starts off 8-year-old boy's going fishing with his dad. He says, you can bring the girl. And the boy says, don't take the girl. Second verse, same sweet boy, same sweet girl. They're walking. They get mugged. Now, the guy, he tells the mugger, whatever you do, don't take the girl. Then the third verse.
You're going to cry.
This is quite the story. Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. Because it's good.
It's
they do different versions
country.
Of
classic. Okay.
So here's the thing. It's just starting. Johnny's just going fishing. I know what's to come. And I said, here we go.
You buckled up.
Buckled
You're
in.
Like,
turn it up. I got the heat going right. I'm setting the mood. And I'm thinking to myself,
you just cry environment it
I'm
up.
I'm going to cry. I'm preparing. I'm just
what's that final verse?
The final verse is they're in the delivery room. the baby's doing fine, but mama's fading fast. And then Johnny hit his knees and says, there he prayed, don't take the girl.
Wow.
I might cry. But I prepared myself for, so I don't know if this is healthy or not, because it wasn't like a genuine emotion. It was more like, I need to cry. I haven't like had one in a while. This
just
is
need
perfect.
A little release.
Yeah. And I'll just let it out. And I just wept. And then the song was over and then I just changed it. And then we moved on.
That is borderline psychotic.
No, it's not.
Good. I think it's good.
Okay, thank you.
That cathartic cry.
Yes.
I love a good car cry. I love a good shower cry. And there's a Jonas Brothers song that is similar.
Little Bird.
Yeah.
Little Bird. Yeah. Little
Where
Bird.
Every time I hear
that's
it,
another
I'm like,
one that makes him cry.
I have to change it because I know I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Why would you change it?
Yeah. You don't just accept it.
Lean in.
It depends. I prefer a shower cry over a car cry.
Shower's great.
Yeah.
Tears, water. I don't know.
Yeah exactly. I don't know how much I'm crying.
I will say this. I did this just last night.
A planned cry?
It wasn't planned, but when I saw it coming, I knew it was going to do it.
An accepted cry.
Okay. It's,
I know other people in the room do this. Golden buzzer moments.
Oh, yeah.
On AGT. Or BGT.
Or just watching Dancing with the Stars.
No, Dancing with the Stars never does it.
Always does it for me.
It's this funny woman. She comes out. She's just so cute and so snarky and funny. I think it's Britain's Got Talent or whatever.
Okay.
And then she's like, I'm going to sing Tomorrow.
By Annie?
Yeah.
Or from Annie?
Yes. And Simon's like, I hate this song.
Yeah.
But she's so cute and so funny. She's not gorgeous, but I've already seen this once. And she does a rendition of Tomorrow. Mm. And I'm like...
Sydney Christmas.
Oh, that's exactly who she is. And in the middle, she's like, oh, wait, you hear my middle name? It's Mary. And they're all like, oh, it's like, it's not really. She's just so cute that's and funny. Yeah. And then the song doesn't start right away. And she's like, let's have it.
Let's have it.
And then they just finally start it. And then she crushes. And you're just like, I am on the verge. Like, I knew I was going to go through all these. It was like, I know she's going to be funny and it's going to make me just like first verse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to sing great. And I'm like,
lump in the throat.
Oh my God. She's crushing it. She's crushing it. In her mom jeans, she's got like real high waisted jeans. She's like, ugh. And then.
Demigra did too.
Yeah.
And then it's like one of the early auditions. So no one wants to use their golden button. They're like, it's too soon. It's too soon. And then the blonde chick stands up and goes,
oh, Britain's not American.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Hits it.
And it's like, please don't take
Amanda Holden?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Don't take the girl.
I think it's the most healthy thing in the world.
Okay, so, good.
But are you crying about anything?
Well, that.
Are you in turn crying about nothing?
No, it's not. It's like.
I think that cry, especially because it's like I've been through this now. Yeah. Now I have a daughter. I've been through child. Okay. My wife has been through childbirth. I've been in the room with her. Like, I can relate to the song even more. And I knew it was coming. And I just, yeah. I do this with Up. I'll watch just the beginning of Up.
I skip it.
The montage where I'll do that every once in a while.
Dude.
I got a scheduled cry coming up in a few minutes. So.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.